This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
What's up? It's Joe.
And I'm Kate. Today we have Nathan McIntosh here. We talk about how in high school he thinks people should just come on everything. And then we end up getting into a big fight, like always, at the very end.
Hey guys, this is Chris, one of the producers here at Stand Up New York Labs. And I'm telling you to go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. We're having a great time taking pictures of all the comics that come into the studio, recording podcasts, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You're missing out if you're not following us. You can see pictures of Jared Fried, Mark Norman, Joe List, Kurt Metzger. Who doesn't need more pictures of Kurt Metzger in their life? Go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. You're going to love it.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wall.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Fucking Nate's back.
Thank you guys for having me again. I really appreciate it.
And I never tell Joe in advance who's booked, so you just get to walk in and see Nate's beautiful face just sitting here.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. Thanks for allowing me to come on again. You know, I like coming on. It's fun sometimes. Me and Kate fight. Me and Joe get along. The people that listen either really like me or really hate me. You know,
most
it's great.
Of them love you.
Didn't someone say something like drink cum or something? Didn't
no,
someone?
That was
like
time
in the
ago.
Beginning before they adjusted.
Some guy called me a fag recently on the SoundCloud, and I told him that thank you. Appreciate that. Other people just tell me to calm down, but. You know, I was going to try to take a little bit of that in today, so I was going to be calm and just be, yeah, so thank you guys for having me.
We'll see how long that lasts.
I'm going to go, you know, over-under's at 45 seconds, but...
45. No, I want to respect the show today, so thank you guys.
I can't.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, God, I hate them.
The last one, I got pretty pissed. Like, I re-listened.
I don't even remember what the hell we were talking about.
Kate got mad at me.
Remember, he was like, people need to be tough.
Yeah,
they need to get thicker skin, but right. We were actually talking about the same thing, but I thought we weren't, so we just got into like a fight.
But if we go to the internet, what happened? People said, hey, Kate, you need to calm down. All that
Nathan,
kind of stuff.
Nathan, whatever battle. You're doing right now is freaking me out.
I'm not doing anything.
I feel like you're a hyperactive kid who was just given like a dose of Ritalin, and it's scaring me. Like you're trying to be calm.
I'm not trying to be anything. I'm just talking.
Do you know
saying,
what I'm saying, Joe?
Nate,
I feel like
always
he's restraining.
Yell.
In that,
always.
In that episode, people online had said, Kate, he's just joking. You guys are friends.
Yes.
And also, maybe maybe people do need to toughen up. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you for calmly saying that.
Yeah, no problem.
Nathan. All right. Do you want to just get right into the email?
Absolutely.
Don't chew directly into the mic, Joe.
Listen, you buy Mentos.
We get it.
You don't
you're
just
famous.
Let them. Oh, here.
Mentos was. I appreciate. It was good. Thank you.
Yeah thank
I got
you for
a,
the Mentos.
I got a fruit Mentos before I came here.
It's a great choice.
When it's not emails, right? What happens? Like who gets to talk?
No one.
It's just emails.
No.
We just go into
talk
whatever.
Talk about shit.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just.
What do you want to talk about? Some current events, like the gorilla baby. What do you want to talk
no,
about?
No, I talked
Time
about
out.
That on my.
I'd like to talk about that for a second because there's been mixed reviews online. I'm
mixed
glad you brought
reviews.
That up. Glad you brought that up.
Here's my...
So, okay. Can someone explain why everyone wants to kill the mom? What happened?
Because people just like to blame other people. They'll be, what a stupid idiot, as if they never make
like,
mistakes.
All these people come out of nowhere like they're gorilla enthusiasts and they're just like, it shouldn't have been shot. Let's shoot the mom instead.
People are saying that?
No, but they want the mom to go to jail or some shit or be held accountable.
Personally, I mean, because, you know, the reason a gorilla's dead is because a mom stopped watching her kid for a minute and a kid climbed into a cage. Personally, I think the kid should have been shot.
Kid?
The gorilla...
What are you going into a gorilla cage for?
Exactly. And the gorilla...
First of all,
I think
it's the zoo's fault.
No, I think every kid should have been immediately shot.
No, not every kid.
No, every kid.
You're going too far.
No.
The gorilla's
Nathan,
been here
I'm,
for 17...
I'm doing you, and I'm
the gorilla.
Thinking.
The gorilla's been here for 17 years. He's entertained many, many a child. This kid's done zero.
Yeah.
You fall in there. If we got to pick one... Also, we need more gorillas. You know what I mean?
They're in danger.
Exactly.
That
Little babies are not. So they should have had a talk where it was like, maybe that kid should get shot. And everybody's like, agreed, agreed. Goodbye, kid. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine if they just shot the kid?
Someone had to go.
What would have happened?
Somebody had to go. Gorilla's 17 years old, and we need gorillas to fucking make more gorillas.
It was a blessing that he survived the fall.
That's insane. How far was it?
Time out. Let me just say, what kind of zoo is this that the gorilla fucking cage is, you're able to fall into it?
That's what I'm saying. First of all,
this kid's not a professional high jumper or whatever the fuck that's called.
The fact that you can fall into it is the zoo's fault. But I'm also, you know, for me, I am so not into zoos. I hate just taking wild animals and putting them in cages. It always is depressing. You know, I don't know if you guys have been to a zoo recently. I haven't gone in a long time. But I remember the last time it was like, I saw the monkeys and there was one monkey that was like rocking back and forth. Like, and then it was like eating its own poop. And I was like, God.
Yeah, but they do that outside. That's what a monkey. What do you think a monkey's doing outside?
Monkeys are not supposed to be in little glass cages.
Wild animals are supposed to be free.
I agree that we're caged in our own cages, but at least we're the ones that did that to us. I hate that. I hate zoos. So wild animals. I think it's weird. I feel like there are some people.
Kids shouldn't go to school. Do you know what I mean? That's a fucking box. That's a goddamn box.
Well, kids should be learning, but they should be learning in much more active ways.
Where?
But
with who?
Well, no, the school system should be different. There should still be schools.
Like running, run math? Like you run to math? Like you
run
suicide
math.
Drills where you run, you do multiplications,
you're
you run back?
Dude.
Yeah, no,
like really
like
races.
It.
Like in between classes, like instead of just walking the halls, stopping by the cafeteria to get some fucking cookies.
Kids should not be sitting at a desk for 6.5 hours of the day. They shouldn't.
They should just be doing foot fires and up downs.
Burpees all day.
Exactly.
You know what's weird? When people get caught in New York City having something like a crocodile in their apartment or like a lion, I think those people are fascinating.
Where the
who
fuck?
Who want to live? Because it's already so tight in New York City. So to like decide to have a tiger live with you.
It's not fascinating. Those people should go directly to jail. Seriously.
I think they do, don't they?
No. Because there's I don't know all the states, but some states you're allowed to have exotic pets. And that doesn't exclude tigers and fucking cheetahs. You know what I mean? But if you want to have a cheetah, to jail with you, sir. That's insanity.
I would
should
love
the cheetah go to jail with the person?
No.
That's called a zoo.
The cheetah should be sent. I mean, it's not. A jail and a zoo are very different.
They're very similar cages.
They're not.
Way less sodomy.
Do you think anybody in a prison has a fucking moat and a fig tree?
No.
Exactly. So they're not the same thing.
And a fig tree.
That's what is in the gorilla pen.
And a river.
Exactly.
That the kid almost damn near drowned in.
You make it sound like the gorilla's just doing push-ups all day looking at Playboy poster.
I mean, he looks
it's
like he...
It's pretty bad.
Gorillas are
I'm not
bad.
Saying they're not bad. I'm just saying it's not, you know... I'm assuming if a prisoner was like, if you had the choice between Rikers Island or a zoo on exhibition, I'm sure everybody would be like, give me the fucking zoo.
Wait, if you could choose between Rikers Island and a zoo with the animals in it, what would you choose?
Oh, the zoo.
Which animal?
Yeah. I mean, not with like...
Because that gorilla also, I mean, that gorilla was kind of protecting the kid. I still think the kid should have been shot.
Was the gorilla doing shitty stuff to the kid?
No.
No, this is what happened, all right? The kid falls in. The gorilla, like, does, you know, you ever see Tarzan?
Yeah.
Same deal. They see the baby, they start, like, brushing it, like, with the
gorilla,
back of their fingers and shit.
Yeah, the gorilla put the kid behind it.
Yeah, put the kid behind
him. And everybody was flipping out.
Yeah.
And then the gorilla kind of freaked out and grabbed the kid and dragged him a bit. But that's how they would carry a fucking monkey.
He grabbed the ankle of the kid and like dragged him through the water.
What?
And
what
everyone started freaking out and shit.
Go
Shelby's
ahead.
Disagreeing.
He was dragging his head on the cement.
No.
He's a fucking gorilla.
Time out. It wasn't
cement.
How the
fuck would a gorilla drag anything?
He was in a river thing. He
had a moat!
We'll call it a
fucking moat.
There was no castle around. It wasn't a moat. It's just
a
river at that point.
It's a moat.
No, there needs to be a castle for it to be a moat. Anyway, so he dragged the kid by his leg through the water.
But this is how a gorilla would drag an ape.
It was like, it was like 7 yards, you know, not even a first down. It was 7 yards and then nothing. Then he went back to, you know, brushing him with the back of his
fucking
hand.
And he was like
flipping
out because people are screaming and shit and people
are
taking pictures.
Yeah, I was going to say, of course there's iPhone video footage.
Yeah. And some woman's going, mommy loves you. Like, why would you say that? I'd be like, oh God, whose kid is that?
Totally.
Yeah.
Whoa, weird. Kid fell in there.
Who fucked that up? Someone dropped a kid.
And then you hear, nee, 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 nee. Someone just drives away. Shoot the kid, I guess. Yeah, I'm going to go home.
Shoot the kid.
There's reason there shouldn't be a thought of maybe we shoot the kid because this ape needs to be here. We're running out of apes. We're running out of silverback gorillas. 17 years, this fucking gorilla, Harambe, has been entertaining people.
I bet you the zoo actually would rather have shot the kid, but they know they couldn't.
Sure.
Are you insane?
Dude, we need...
Think about the zoo. They're probably like, fucking gorillas. Kid. We have to pay another, whatever, to get another gorilla.
You can't get another gorilla. We're not going to be one day able
it's
to get
kid,
another gorilla.
Yeah.
So they got to shoot a gorilla, then go over and wildly beat it off before it dies, before its cum is gone. They take gorilla cum and then throw it into another fucking gorilla. And if you just shot a stupid kid, you make another kid. I mean, it's really not that crazy of a thing, you know?
I just don't get
when
everyone.
When you put it like that.
They should have asked, how many kids do you have? Great. Gah! And then kids, you know, all right, cool. This is on you. And then free pass to the zoo, you know? I mean, what the fuck? We need this gorilla.
Maybe put a higher fence.
Yeah, but
no, that definitely. I just don't get all the people that want to bash this mom. Like all the parents.
I'm not like, how do you not against how do you parents? Not get it? How do you
I don't
not
get that
get
either.
It?
What do you mean?
If you let your kid, okay, you stop watching your kid for a minute. It happens to everybody, right? But then in this case, your kid flip-flops over a fucking gorilla cage and then we have to murder a silverback gorilla that we don't have a lot of. You think it's just, "All right, have a good day." There gotta be something. Not like jail, not like, but you're banned from the zoo.
Come on.
Come on. How much is this gorilla worth? Give us $45,000. Are you fucking kidding me?
She didn't shoot the fucking gorilla.
Your fucking kid flipped because of you.
No.
You were watching
that enclosure,
your shit kid.
That enclosure should have been definitely not able, whatever you say. You definitely should not be able to fall into a gorilla pit.
Does anyone know how old this kid was?
Three or four.
35 years. His fault.
35 years, nobody's gotten into this fucking gorilla cage. Okay, 35 years. And then one day, this little fucking MacGyver kid goes up over a thing, slides through a thing, probably has to go over a bunch of like little trip wires.
No way.
Finally gets in there, and then where's this? I'm just saying.
I wonder what his life's going to be like now. He's the kid that
he's
going to
be on Ellen
shot.
Next week. He's going to be a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, how his life's going to be. And this is a kid that was there when the last gorilla was shot. And he's going to be on. He's going to win $1 million. His life's fucking set.
Yeah. Oprah's going to ask him, what was it like
when you were being dragged
through
the water?
Yeah.
When you were flipping over the barricade, what were you I was thinking about popcorn. Yeah.
Were you scared?
Video games.
Were you scared? Were you frightened? Do you think the gorilla should have been shot? First of all,
talk to Harambe's kid.
How did they shoot the gorilla? Like,
rifle.
Was the kid
rifle?
I'm a, okay, a gun. Thank you.
They wanted to tranquilize it, but they were scared that
it would take
the
too long.
Yeah, that the it
how
would
long
actually
does a tranquilizer
infuriate.
Take? 2016. We can't just knock people out. Have you seen Dexter? He puts one needle in their neck; they're out in 2 seconds.
I think that's chloroform, right?
No.
No.
Is it? You put that on like a piece of
paper. It's a 400-pound animal, you know?
I guess. It's a little bigger than a person.
Hit him with a bunch of tranks, I guess.
Yeah. Plus, it's a TV show, so we don't really know if that's how those things work.
No, it does. It's factual.
Either way, I think there should have been a thought of shooting the kid, and also that woman owes the zoo $45,000 or whatever a gorilla costs.
The woman didn't shoot the... You know what they should have done? Mm-hmm. Gave the gun to her, and if she could save his life, go ahead. You only get one bullet, though.
See, I'm not even opposed to that.
You get
I'm
one
not
bullet.
Even opposed to that.
You get one bullet.
If you miss the gorilla, your kid is now a little gorilla.
Exactly.
He lives
you
with gorillas.
You take the chance. Maybe he, yeah, exactly.
He lives with gorillas. He's part of the exhibit. We got Harambe and what's your kid's name? Chris? All right. We got Chris and Harambe. Hmm? The Jungle Book is live yeah. here in the zoo.
Right.
I'm not against that. There
Tarzan.
You go. Agree to agree. I can go with that one.
Whoever shot the gorilla never thought like, you've seen Tarzan. It worked out perfectly fine.
He saw it. He's not, you know, it's not just him. The fucking president's probably in his ear.
Yeah,
being like, you know what I mean? I'm on a plane to Russia, but nuke that fucking... He's probably weeping. He's probably known this gorilla forever.
Yeah.
And then he's got to clip it because some idiot walked away from their fucking kid. And yes, the goddamn thing should be better, but also don't just leave your kids
flip-flopping
all over the fucking...
We don't have footage of the zoo. Like, I want to see what she was doing. Was she tying her shoe?
I'm sure
this kid
she was
fucking
doing
dive
something
through
annoying.
The fence? I want to know.
She was doing
how high was
annoying.
I mean, I'm sure she was like on her phone and, you know.
Yeah, but these are, we're all assuming this shit. Like, one of the guys at the zoo was like, you know, a zoo's not a some fucking, I don't know what he said, but then he was like, you know, get off your phones or whatever. Like she was texting with like one hand on the kid's back, pushing him into the fucking thing. Like, who knows what happened? I want to see footage. I want to know what happened. I want to know how high the fucking fence is.
I just, again...
Start a petition, Joe. You've got some people behind you.
It's a
you.
Fucking gorilla, by the way. How do you fall into this? That means the thing could climb up?
No.
Why not?
Because it's high, man.
Have you seen Mighty Joe Young? He got on the highway.
I did watch Mighty Joe Young. No.
Everyone saw that fucking awful movie.
It's kind of sad that kid falls with gorilla and we shoot gorilla before shooting kid. That's all I'm going to say. And also because, check this out. Say there was a bunch of kids in a pit, right? A moat pit. And there's apes up top. If an ape fell in there, we're not shooting a kid. We're still shooting an ape. These apes have no fucking chance.
They just don't have guns.
Well, we know where that goes. You know, you've seen
Planet
the movie.
Planet of the Apes.
The new one wasn't that good. It was like Lion King again.
It was all right. All right, guys, are you ready for some emails? See, Nathan, we got into a topic because you didn't want to just hop in.
No, I was just asking questions.
Okay, ready? This one's a bit long, so stick with me.
What's up?
What's up? Oh.
Email!
Yes! Email!
There we go. That's a good song. Oh, man. Yeah, I forgot about that. See, that was when I was here before, and I was being real rude and arrogant on the podcast, so I apologize.
It's no, so weird.
Listen, that's the most amazing
that
email
one
song.
Time that you did that.
But this will be a lot more calm, a lot more
okay.
put together.
Hi. So I'm so
why the fuck are you reading it like that?
Because I wanted she did hi exclamation point. So I wanted to like be in it.
Right.
Hi. So I'm 17 years old and I'm a junior in high school. When I was a freshman, I started dating a guy who was in the grade above me within the first month of high school.
There you go. Big mistake.
So they're both 16? At that point, when they started dating?
No, you're 14 and...
Oh.
No.
16.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, 14?
14, you're in
she's 17 and a junior.
We don't do the junior
when she was
freshman,
a freshman
fucking stuff in high... In,
okay, whatever.
Junior, that's such a... You're in high school. Gives a fuck what fucking ranking it is. You know what I mean?
I'm you
a
gotta
freshman
know.
In high
Wait,
school.
Wait, guys, okay.
Jesus,
it
fuck.
It says a lot.
I know, but I'm just saying in other places, they don't break it down that way. They just go, you're in high school, fuck off. Don't break it down into these other things.
Really?
Yeah, you're just in high school in Canada. Nobody's like, oh, what are you, a freshman? What are you, on a boat? You own a fucking yacht? You're part of the Skulls? You're a freshman in high school? Whatever, I apologize.
Yeah, and you guys go to university instead of college?
We have both.
That drives me insane.
We have both.
I hate it.
You got universities here.
Yeah, universities, but they call college university.
You also got colleges here.
I go to university.
You got both of them
I'm
here.
Like, figure
same
it out.
Same as we do.
That's not the thing.
No, it's the same. That's the exact same
no,
thing.
No, it's the same thing. Wrong word.
No, we got both. We have colleges and universities.
But you don't say, I go to a university. You say, I go to university.
Get to the
anyway, so they were dating since freshman, and then they dated until February of this year. So I guess they were together like 2 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And a week after we broke up, he started talking to a girl who was known to get around. And she's also known for having a big ass.
What's wrong here?
Ah, man. The first one is like a rumor. The next one is not. Everybody can see that.
Yeah.
That's why she has a big ass, must be a whore.
Oh, that's great.
She has lots of friends and is generally likable, but she's a psycho. At first, I was pretty devastated, but after a while, I realized that my ex-boyfriend still really loved me and thought that I was much better than his new girl. During my relationship with my ex, once he was caught hanging out with another girl and lied to me about it, and since then, I was very against cheating. But now, since he obviously thinks that I'm better than his new girl, he still comes to my house and cheats on her with me at least once a week. None of us feel bad because the girl he's with is crazy, and she deserves all of this.
Why is she crazy?
She's got a big ass, man. Poison.
They're all crazy. Big ass.
We can't believe she doesn't know. We both think...
Remember that song? Belle Biv DeVoe.
We both think that she is
don't
stupid.
Trust a big button, but...
Shut the fuck
guys.
You know what I'm talking about, though. I just want you to understand. That's it.
Sorry.
We both think that she's stupid for thinking that dating a guy right after he gets out of a 2.5-year relationship will be successful because how can you get over somebody that fast?
The kid said that?
I don't know what this
we
is.
We both
man.
Think it's dumb. What me and him. This? He's like, what an idiot.
He still loves me with all he's got and would do anything for me, but he's scared to break up with her because he thinks she will chop his dick off,
no,
LOL.
No, he's scared to break up with her.
He loves you with all he's got once a week.
Yeah, exactly. And he's scared to break up with her because she has a big ass, and those aren't the easiest things to find. I mean,
in
they're out
high
there.
School, dude, you have a big ass girlfriend? You're good.
King of the world, yeah.
You're staying.
I'd go back right now and hang on to that.
Dude.
What are we talking about? Big asses? That's the only thing they even go out after in, on this earth. What do we need? Money and cars? It's stupid.
Especially in high school.
Yeah. Big asses.
What do you want? Someone who's like financially stable or some shit?
Yeah. Big asses.
That's it.
That's it.
So stupid.
Big asses.
She got a tracker app or something on her phone to see where he is and if he comes to my house because she is so obsessed with him yet treats him badly. I don't know what to do because my ex has thoughts that when it's finally over with her, he will get me to be his again. And he also plans on marrying me someday and having kids.
Good night. This is fucking all wrong.
He claims you've been duped. He claims that he is slowly trying to get out of their relationship so that he can be with me again. But I think he has hurt me too much to give him the chance. Obviously, both of them have issues and I'm caught in the middle of it. I just think it's really funny. I just think it's really funny how a plain girl like me.
Oh, God.
Can be much better at sex and relationships than a girl that most of the guys in school want to be with. It's annoying how I basically have to keep this a secret because it would be kind of funny if more people knew that I'm better than she is. I don't want my name to be said, but if it makes it any easier, I'm not going to say their names. And then she goes, am I a terrible person? Should I tell somebody what's going on?
I don't even know what's happening here.
I think every single person involved in this is psychotic. except the big ass
girl. She did nothing
the
wrong.
The big ass girl didn't do anything wrong.
The big ass girl got caught.
The girl who's being called psychotic and whatever other fucking words.
Yeah.
Is the most neutral one in this whole situation.
His big ass girlfriend got a tracker to find out if he's fucking me because she's crazy. Like, but you're fucking him.
Yeah.
You're fucking him. You're like, well,
that's
yeah, but
she's got a fucking tracker on him. First of all, you just said she has a tracker on his phone. If you know about it, just delete it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is the dumbest thing.
Yeah, that dude's working her.
Sure. Yeah.
I love the line when she's like, I just think it's funny that a plain girl like me is so much better at having sex.
Yeah.
It's a shame
I can't
tell
everyone.
None of
these people are good at sex. They're 17.
That was like a...
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, come on, man.
Nobody in here knows what the hell's going on. Big ass is just in the room, which is great when you're 17.
All you gotta do is see it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
You don't have to, we don't even have to have sex. Just look at it.
I haven't even seen one and I thought of one and it's great.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you just think about it and it's there and it's awesome.
When you say
I love that we can't even get
picture.
To the other part.
But what's the
you guys
point?
Are stuck
what's
on the big
the
ass.
Point of the rest of it? I swear to God, if I ever make money, all of it's going to big asses. It's where all my money's going to go. I don't want land or real estate, cars or any of that shit. Everybody's going to buddy, you're on the bus? Yeah, but I have asses at home. Just giant asses.
Up on the wall.
All day, every day. They're on the wall.
Like a taxidermy
they're
room.
Coming over. Oh, yeah.
And they're just all over.
Yeah,
labeled.
Yeah. Once a woman with a big ass dies, I'm going to buy the ass and have it hung on my wall.
Stuff it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
It's true.
Pillows are going to be asses. Do you know what I mean? Like ass pillows. The whole place is just full of asses.
I like this idea.
Yeah, right? I mean, this woman, she's not a woman.
Yeah,
I don't know.
For the girl who wrote in, get out of that situation. Just get out of
it. Let me tell you what's going to happen. She's not getting
He's
out
not,
of fucking
You're not
anything.
Marrying him.
No, you're not marrying the kid. He doesn't want to marry you. Maybe he does once a week. And that's that. What's going to happen is they're going to break up eventually. This, you know, big ass girl and the kid. Unfortunate for him because she's a big ass girl in high school. And then this kid's going
to
get back.
Brought
with
to, this
other
this
chick.
Rant brought to you by Starburst, everybody.
You're so rude.
Then.
Like a fucking cab driver.
Yeah, what are you
like a cab driver in a small town.
Yeah, where are you going, buddy? Then she's going to get back with this kid. And
the big
he's
ass,
just going to bang you, and that's it. He's
the
not
big
gonna,
ass lady, too, is never going to have a problem. The rest of her life is just aces.
No, yeah.
It's aces. Every day.
Every day's a layup.
Every day's a layup. It's all great. Hero. You know? This plain girl going to have a lot of problems. Especially if she's willing to do this type of weird...
Well, the problems are going to be her blaming, like, the guy is the problem here,
what?
You know, and she's
what?
Blaming.
No, no, no.
Excuse me.
No, no, for the girl writing
no,
in,
no, no,
he's
no,
the one that broke
timeout.
Up with
can
her.
Can we get a timeout? Yeah.
Guys, the problem's
how
not the big
the
ass
guy?
Girl, it's the other thing.
The guy is not the problem. The guy did nothing here.
The
what?
Girl.
The guy's 17 years old and he can have sex with a girl with a big ass and his ex-girlfriend. excuse me for fucking people. The problem
is cheating. He's being a dickhead.
It's if you knew the person before, it's not cheating. That's not cheating.
That's
cheating
not
is finding.
How it works.
That's how it works. You gotta find a new person to cheat.
No.
If you start with a person
Nathan,
on Monday and then you meet up with another
your head,
person,
Joe,
thank
like you,
Joe.
Agree.
And then you meet another
Don't
person on Tuesday.
Okay, crazy.
Okay, look. If you meet a person on Monday and then you start sleeping with another person Tuesday, that's cheating. But if you have sex with a person you met Sunday, you're a fucking hero. You knew them before. That's not the same.
Is this Narnia again? Is that what's going on?
The girl is
There's
the problem
a 1 year
here.
Rule.
How is the girl not the problem here?
The girl's
She's
clearly the problem.
She's still fucking a person. She's trying to get another woman killed. Her boyfriend's lying to her and she doesn't understand it. She's the fucking issue. Go away. Get out of it. Let two people, let a big ass and a fucking thing have
no.
a good time.
She clearly is still in love with this guy. Can't get over it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. But you're going
to
have to.
She needs to move on, and the guy needs to stop being a douchemonger.
He's not anything.
He's a douchemonger.
He's a hero.
He's cheating. He's not a hero.
He's a small-town hero.
That is not a hero.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's a douche move.
He's a kid in high school.
He's 17. What do you want from him, man? Yeah, what the fuck do you
to
want from
To be a
him?
Good person?
Are
to
you
not
crazy?
Lie?
You can't you, be a good person,
You want to be an
then?
Adult man
yes,
in high
can.
School.
Not at 17.
17, you have an ass here and another one over there. I mean, excuse me. I'm sorry.
You can't like expect a 17-year-old.
You're coming on both of them.
You can't make a
You're
17-year-old
such an ass.
Make those kind of decisions.
No, it's such an ass, Kate.
It's like
the big one. You got to come on that one and then the other one. I mean, what do you want? He's 17. Oh, I'm an adult man. Yeah, I got to think about my future and one day I want to be respected in this high. No. I got a girlfriend with a big ass. My ex-girlfriend's crazy. The sex is probably all right. You know
Even
what I mean?
If you're
what
in high
fuck?
School, be a good, honest person.
Stop
Don't
it.
Listen to Nathan.
Just stop it.
He never cheats. He talks all this
I'm
talk,
also
but he's a big puss
out of high school. I'm out of high school. This is when you not cheat. In high school, cheat it up, cheat bags.
No.
You cheat on everybody with everybody. None of these relationships are going to last,
never.
Okay?
You're not
None
gonna,
of them.
You're
fuck
not,
everybody.
You're not going to know anyone in 2 years.
No. You're going to see them working at a Chili's, and you're like, oh, my God, didn't I
it's
suck your bag one day?
It's a good time to start.
Fuck all
it's
of them.
Did you just say suck your bag?
Yes. Suck.
Never heard that.
Fuck everybody in the school as much as humanly possible. These people are not going to exist soon. Your relationship when you're 16 is not making the cut. And if it does,
yeah, but
it's
practice,
disgusting.
And it's,
it's disgusting and wrong. If you marry the person you dated in high school... People are throwing up behind
That's
you in Costco's.
That's fine, but Nathan, it's still a good practice to learn how to be honest
no,
and find intimacy
no,
and
no.
be kind to
Treat
someone.
Treat it like you have cancer. You got 2 years to live. Fuck them all.
God.
Fuck every... Take your dick out in the hallway. Tits out. At the lockers. You fuck everybody in the building.
Great. So by the time you graduate, everyone has an STD.
No, because by the time you're done, you're like, I got that out of my system. Now I'm going to settle down with a human being and be good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't have to be in a relationship. Stay out of a relationship then and just have sex with everyone in high school.
Oh,
it's not
wouldn't
always
that be
easy. Easy?
I know. Wouldn't that be that just easy. An easy thing to do?
Being honest, telling the truth.
Being honest is such a lazy way to be.
Oh
what a
God.
useless way to be. You know what I mean? I'm going to be honest or I'll fuck everybody in the school. Which one of those is better?
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Why can't you do both? You can just be like, I want to have sex
because
with a lot
of
people.
Because it's high school and these people don't understand. So you lie and fuck everybody. When you're like, and when you're an adult, you can be like, look, I'm going to be with you, but I'm still going to fuck other people. And somebody can go, yeah, okay, I can deal with that. High school, people are like, why were you talking to somebody at that locker? Why did she give you a piece of her muffin? It's all small bullshit, so fuck them all. There's
no
reason to be honest.
Let me tell you something.
You know what I mean? Fuck everybody in the building. Come all over the walls.
No, my high school boyfriend.
Come all over the walls.
My high school boyfriend was a cheater then. He's still cheating on his girlfriend now.
That's him, though.
It's
not.
It's his character.
He didn't understand that when you become an adult, you stop that.
Cheating is a deeper, it's related to a deeper thing of not wanting to be seen, not wanting to tell the truth. It can be.
Not when you're
Maybe
17.
Some people grow out of it and some people don't.
When
for some people,
17,
it's a character trait.
It is just about your dick. You're showing your dick to people.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are jumping on it and some of them aren't. That's it. It's not a deeper thing of like, you're 17. You know what I mean? I will say in high school, I didn't cheat and I swear to fuck, I wish I would have. I wish I would have walked around
See,
and fucked them
all.
See,
this is what I'm saying, though. You talk all this talk and then you're such a grossly good person. It's
because,
like,
no, but what I'm saying is I'm giving you my regrets. I should have fucked them all and I could have fucked more, but I
but
didn't.
But you did it because
I was
you're
in a relationship and I thought it was a good thing. And where'd that go? That relationship
You're a good
is dead.
Person now.
No, what a waste of time.
It's
you know
not
what
a
mean?
Waste.
I could have fucked more people if the relationship fell apart anyway. What the fuck was the point is what I'm saying. Fuck them all! Come on the books! Your fucking iPads! Everything should be stuck together with gum! There's zero reason to treat these people good. They're not going to exist, as Joe said, in 2 years.
I have no comment anymore.
I'm happy that this Nathan came out,
the though. Defense rests. Oh, God.
Okay.
I almost threw up right there.
Because you were laughing or choking on a Starburst.
I was actually drinking water. I'm trying to hydrate my body. Kate, is that okay?
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in.
Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do.
Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey, this is Damian Lemon from In The Conversation.
And this is the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
And alongside with Vladimir Camaño, we present In The Conversation, the podcast.
Yeah.
If you like shit talk on a professional level, you're going to love In The Conversation.
That's right.
And you can find In The Conversation on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever you go to listen to podcasts. Even if you listen through someone else's door. That's creepy, but we appreciate the support.
And we at ya.
Peace.
Okay, would you get to the next? I texted you some of the questions.
Jesus Christ, how do we follow that up? Well, all right, here we go.
So you can pick which one you want.
Should I not say this kid's name?
I don't say
anybody's name.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't know why I said that as if I'm, you know, legal.
What's going on?
What was that?
Yeah, what is that? Is that me?
I don't know. Anyway, here we go. Hey, my name's Matt, and I'm 14.
Why did you just... What the fuck happened? I thought we just agreed. I thought you weren't going to do it.
His name's Matt. Very common name, not going to know who he is. My name's Matt. He's 14 years old. This is already a home run.
You just slimmed it down. You just slimmed it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I have two questions. Number one, I came out of a relationship a year ago. 13. Came out of a relationship a year ago. I know relationships are stupid at my age, but I was just wondering how to get over it because we had such a deep connection since we were like 9. And now I don't feel whole anymore.
Wow.
Question two.
Do we get to that one first?
I don't know what to do with my life, career-wise. Do you know anything do to help me find out what to do?
Does this kid have parents? Is there nobody around? Is he just sitting in a garage alone?
Like, I don't know.
Is he raising himself? I don't know what to do with my life. You're 14, man. Chill out a little bit. You know what I mean?
You do not need to know what you're doing with your life at 14.
I don't know what I'm doing today.
Yeah, I'm 35.
I have no idea what I'm doing today at this point in time. Dead serious.
No, I know.
I'd like a Starburst, and that's it.
Would you like one?
Sure. I'm not going to eat it right now.
That's his way of asking.
But that's it.
For
another one. That's the whole, you know what I mean? So 14, I mean, you can chill out.
The first one, I'll go into it, and then I'll let you go in. Yeah. Well, the first
honesty,
one about not feeling.
It's being honest with yourself. You got to look inside and be like, I'm sad. And you sit with that sadness. And then a leaf touches your head, and you're like, thank you, nature. And then nature picks you up, and you fly to a babbling brook. And you're like, is that what most of us...
Wow, that was beautiful.
That's a pretty good impression.
I don't need to speak anymore.
That's a pretty good impression of Kate, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Kate. All right, go ahead, Jill. No, I apologize.
Was that what you were going to say?
No, but you're probably going to say the same thing, which is, you know, I get there, I've been there, where I think a relationship is what makes you feel whole. And a lot of times when you find a relationship, you're feeling more whole in it. But they're actually bringing out something within you that's already in you. They're not actually adding something to you. That's just what it feels like. It's already in you. They're just bringing it up. So that wholeness that you want to get, you can still get to that on your own. And that's even more empowering because then no one can take that away from you when you already feel whole without being in a relationship. So I know it's hard to get over people when you're heartbroken, but trust that whole feeling is totally something you can get to on your own. I'm still working on it. It's not easy, but you can.
I'd say take a page out of the other person's book. You find another girl with a big ass, and then you keep fucking your ex-girlfriend. I mean, what's the problem there?
You know what
I
mean?
I was going to bring this up. He's 14. You know what that means?
Uh-huh.
That means he's going right into high school.
He's going right into high school. You fuck them all. Come on the walls, you come on the lockers. I mean, I'm telling you right now, as a man who lived through high school, I can look back, I can go through Facebook today and tell you women I should have fucked but didn't. And what did I do? I stayed in a relationship because it's the right thing to do. What a waste of my fucking dick's time. I kept a dick in a box. And now look at me. Now look at me. Here I am, wanting a starburst, thinking about women I could have fucked. You know what I mean? What a waste. Don't be honest with anybody in high school. Fuck everything and everybody. Teachers, the bus drivers.
Dude,
it's going to be over.
Teachers, very possible.
It's going to be gone like that. And you're going to go be like, oh my God, I could have put my dick in more things and I didn't.
Teachers?
What a waste.
Do you know what's weird? Now you see teachers all the time get in trouble for fucking students.
Yeah.
It's almost like when people started getting caught, teachers were like, All right, fuck it, I'm down. Like,
what'd that guy get for fucking a kid? 2 years? Well, I can do 2 years. I'll fuck one of these kids. And they're like, oh, that's risk versus reward. And I'll just, you know, I don't know, 13 is pretty, I think I had my first girlfriend at 13, 14, and when we broke up, I was like.
What?
It's pretty heartbreaking.
Dead
I was
serious.
Heartbroken when I broke up
if I can
at
be dead
13
serious.
Years old. I was heartbroken.
When we broke up, I legitimately thought, well, that's it. I'm never going to be with another person again. And that's the end
Those
of my life.
Those feelings are real. That's why I don't like when people tell, you know, middle schoolers or high schoolers, like, oh, you're just a kid. You don't really know what heartbreak feels like. Yes, they do. Pain is pain.
But
it's all relative.
It goes away. I played a lot of Shaolin. What was that game? The fighting game, the Wu-Tang Shaolin monks or something. Played a lot of that. You forgot about a girl. Another girl comes along. You put your dick in the tits. And then, like, the whole thing just keeps going.
Put your dick in her tits.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 14?
Oh, yeah.
You titty fucked?
Yeah.
Who the fuck's got titty fuckable tits at 14?
I mean, what kind of answer that would be? But I mean, yeah, it sucks, but it's gonna. You're gonna get over it. You're gonna get over it. Everything's gonna be fine. Dead serious. Don't panic about the rest of your life. Everything will be fine. What's gonna happen is you're gonna be a man one day who's like, God, I should have fucked them all.
That is the goddamn woman
at the Dairy Queen.
God.
You should have fucked them all. Here's what's gonna happen. Every man's going to get to the end of their life, and right before you die, you're going to go, do I have enough fuck marks to fill up my tombstone? If not, I got to get out there and I got to fuck. You know what I mean? Because what's the point of the rest of it?
Shelby, stop nodding your head.
Fuck marks.
Thank you. Thank you. What's the point of the rest of it? Oh, it's good to my kids. Who gives a fuck? When you're laying in the ground in a box and you're thinking about your kids, you're
going
to be thinking about the women that sat on your face. You're going to be thinking about the fucking tits you fucked. You know what I mean? You're in the afterlife for the rest of time. You want one woman to think about? You want several 100 women to think about.
No.
Oh, what about that one? What about that one?
Not,
oh, that one was
you're
good.
You're not
that
a gorilla.
That one was pretty
you're
good.
You're not a gorilla. You're not. It's not just about fucking everything you see. There is more to life than just sticking your dick in things.
You don't have a dick, Kate.
I don't.
You don't have a dick, Kate. I don't know what this is. You're never going to understand. You're never going to understand what it is on this side. All right? You're never going to understand. And I guess we're all supposed to tuck our dicks.
I love humping things.
No, you
I
don't.
Love, I
you
do.
Don't.
You
like
hump
honesty.
One thing. You get your couch and you just go. But imagine
I hump other things other than couches.
Imagine
people.
Do you remember when you were younger?
Car seats.
Do you remember when you were younger and like you just there was a feel like you just had to and you would just push your dick on things and just push them everywhere.
I pushed my dick on things. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, I don't like admitting this, but I fucked a stuffed animal when I was a kid. I fucked a stuffed animal, and I do it again.
We're gonna take a quick bathroom
break.
I do it again.
Here's what: if you have any stuffed animals in your house, fuck those too. And then when you go to school, you fuck everybody you can see there. You grab everybody and you fuck them.
Okay, I have a question though.
God, that is not where inner peace is. It's not in people's pussy.
You don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know if I completely disagree with what he's saying.
It's somewhere in there.
Oh.
It might not be there. Maybe it's on the back. Maybe you got to go in the other way. It's somewhere.
Or up here.
It's somewhere. It's somewhere inside of a woman, and every day we're out there fighting the good fight, trying to find it.
Right.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. I think you covered it. Oh, no. I wanted to talk to you about this stuff.
How do you always agree with this?
But, no, because he has valid points. That's not my fault. I try and try. But, you know. But this stuffed animal, more importantly, what kind of stuffed
like
animal?
I don't like that I brought this up.
What kind of stuffed animal was it? Was there a rip that you just, you know, you saw an opportunity and you capitalized on it?
Yeah, like, did you rub your dick against
or was
it?
There
or did
some
you put
kind
it in?
Because there had to have been some kind of friction.
It was a fucking... It was a goddamn Cadbury fucking egg Easter bunny thing. It was a Cadbury Easter bunny.
Cadbury eggs is a candy.
I know, but you know the bunnies that go with the so there was a stuffed animal of that.
Right. Had a hole in it?
No.
No hole?
I put the fucking hole in it.
You put a hole in
okay,
it.
Yes. Now, how do you fuck a stuffed animal with a hole? Do you think they're making stuffed animals with holes in them?
No, but sometimes they get a rip from, you know, you were cuddling it too hard at night.
They get a rip from fucking it. What would be the other, you know what I mean?
The seams are not, you
here's
know,
what I, here's,
sewn well.
Here's all I can
if
say.
If they pop, you see an opportunity, you're like, I'm going to put my dick in this.
For a while after your breakup, back to the kid here, you're 14. After for a while
this kid got any stuffed animals?
Exactly.
That's probably not the, I'm trying
people
to, you know,
have emotions. Stuffed animals don't.
That's it.
Dude, I approve of the stuffed animal.
Well, there you go.
Finally,
don't
got paid
come
off.
In the stuffed animal.
You
though.
Come right in it.
No one will know. It's
right
in.
Right in it.
Just you keep coming in the stuffed animal.
You don't, I mean, if you come in it, you got to throw it away eventually. But
yeah,
I mean,
eventually, maybe like seven deep.
Seven, eight years of coming in this animal. You
once
throw it
away.
Starts
to smell, then you put it in a bag.
Wash it.
But then you...
You'd put a Tide ball in it.
Yeah.
Spin cycle.
A couple mothballs. Like, uh-huh. In, yeah.
Why okay. Are you washing your why are you washing your stuffed animals? You're 21. Shut up, Mom!
I love it.
Get out of the laundry room, Mom! And you slam the door. And then you dry the stuffed animal, and then you have sex with it.
How do you explain getting caught fucking a stuffed animal?
I never did, and I mean, thank Jesus, fuck.
How many times... was this like a continuous
I can't even believe I've gotten this far in my life where I've said it to people.
What?
I don't know. It happened a few times.
I would say, what, less than five?
Sure.
Nope. Less than 10. Let's go less than...
I don't know. Dead serious, I don't know. It would no, it'd be less than 10. It'd be less than 10. I can't... What, am I going to fuck this thing for life? It's in this bag right now.
Dude, I don't know how good it is.
I'm still fucking this thing.
I don't know
thing.
How good it is.
Every once in a while, Liz is like, are you ever going to stop bringing this fucking Easter bunny thing around? And I say no.
What about fleshlights?
No.
I mean, I haven't done it, but... If there was one on this table right now, I would walk out of this room with it. I'm dead serious.
Walk out of this room.
I swear to God.
If somebody just threw a fleshlight in here, if it bounced in here
like a fucking smoke grenade, I'm picking it up and running out of here.
Running. Now it's running.
Yeah.
I'm going to take another starburst. I'm going to put my dick in a fleshlight, and I'll be back in 5 to 10.
Yeah. That's like, I feel like fleshlights are cool.
I don't want a fleshlight.
It's cool for like one... go, and then you're like, now I gotta throw this in like the dishwasher or clean it or some shit. I don't want to have to clean it.
Forks.
And me, like,
yeah, where's
plates?
Your
more work.
It
goes in the fucking
no. There's
dick
a portal. You
thing.
Know that there's a portal inside the fleshlight, and your cum gets taken to another dimension.
It gets recycled.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and
it's the same as when you clean a woman.
Bottles with it.
That's not real.
You come in a woman
until a kid comes out, and you're like, you fucking piece of shit. What the hell? I sent you another dimension as you're in the hospital screaming. I said, come be gone. I don't need this. Anyways, I don't know. 14 breakups, pretty rough. Seriously.
Maybe just get a fleshlight.
Yeah, you could do that as a kid. Now, you
honestly,
could order that online in 12 seconds.
Yeah, but you don't want to get like addicted to like fleshlights
or
porn.
Oh my
sure
God.
You do.
What's wrong with you? Why does everything... What if you got addicted to fucking women? Do you know what I'm saying? What the fuck,
people
man?
Do.
Okay,
dude,
good. So then you can't tell
get
somebody not to use a fleshlight because they might get addicted
just
to it.
Just make sure that you're not, you know, fleshlighting 10 times a day.
Talk to your therapist before you fleshlight.
Right.
After you fleshlight and be like, I fucked a fleshlight. Is that okay? And if your therapist is like, you need to get in here right now, then you might want to throw your fleshlight in the garbage.
Those are probably dope.
Wow, you really want a fleshlight.
I'm going to buy one right now. I have an Amazon app if they're on there.
I don't know why it has consider to look like
bought.
A fleshlight. You know what I mean? Like, just to... Would you want a
know.
Sex robot when those
this
come out?
Because no, I'm not fucking a robot.
Me
can't
neither.
Do it.
I don't want it to happen.
God forbid. I was just talking about this with someone
we've
the other day with robots.
We've seen AI and all that shit.
Apparently, there's a robot. It's Alexa is its name, and it's like hooked up to Amazon or some shit, and you could be like, buy me a phone, oh no, and it fucking buys it for you. Can you imagine?
But your credit card, obviously.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, that one, yeah.
So you can
they're
fuck
just buying it.
You can fuck it while you're ordering things?
Okay, we mixed up shit here. You can't fuck this one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
You can't, yeah, you fuck
why,
it.
Amazon, first of all, thank you for my order of the robot. Why can't I fuck it? Just
yeah.
On the phone.
Where is the hole?
Which part do I fuck? My credit card's in it. What about my dick?
No, but so wait, there's robots that people
one
can,
day there's gonna be
you didn't know about this?
There's robots coming and it's the worst in the world and those scientists need
no,
to fuck
like
off.
No,
scientists
yeah.
need to fuck right off, go fuck something. Go back to your high schools and fuck everybody. Because to make these goddamn robots that we're gonna fuck, they're gonna become self aware and they're gonna kill us all. You know what I mean? You're gonna have your dick in a robot and the robot's gonna clamp down with its goddamn robot
I
fucking
swear to God, that's all I thought. Like what if this robot was just like bang. You
done,
know what I mean?
Toast.
Thighs together, dick crushed flat.
Dick
like
crushed.
A, like a
you're
beaver
fucking
tail.
A Terminator.
Yeah. No.
Don't want it. Either way, I feel bad and...
And you're never going to know because they look like people.
Oh, you'll know. You'll fucking know.
No, you won't.
The difference in a robot and
you're
a human.
You're going to know.
You're not going to know. Tell me right now.
What, is that technology? Cheating, Kate? Kate, let me ask that. Is that cheating?
Fucking a robot?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right?
Oh, I don't know.
That is a loophole. All
right. Now, robots
is what we're talking about.
Seven fucking robots in my house.
Robots don't sound too bad right now.
Yeah, I know. Seven robots blowing me all day. Not a problem.
I wonder if that's cheating.
Well, I mean, she says no.
Well, Kate, it depends on the type of robot. Like, what is it?
What the fuck does that mean?
It's a fuck robot. It fucks.
It's a girl robot.
Yeah. I don't know. This is getting weird and trippy. Like... Did you see the movie Her?
Oh, good night. There was no robot. It was just
a
voice.
Yeah, that was the iOS system.
But I'm saying, like, if they start developing consciousness,
how does
basically,
this guy, first of all, that movie is so stupid.
The human body is a vessel, so we're robots.
This guy falls in love
sense.
With us
we're
with
not
an intercom.
Robots.
No, but I'm saying we're consciousness in human form. Our bodies are still, they're like organic machines. So I'm saying if you learned how to build a machine where the consciousness could grow the way ours can, then it starts being like, well, what's the difference? Which is like the movie Her. Except they were in a different type of packaging. It was like a phone. So their consciousness could just evolve like crazy. And then they went to like the fifth dimension.
Wasn't that movie, it was like a thermostat on the wall and she would just talk out of it through an intercom and he fucking fell in love with her.
No, yeah.
This guy's beating it 30 times a day. He has to be. Are you kidding me? How could you fall in love with a voice without
totally. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying.
He must have been just locked in there.
That movie was not for men, I'll say that. That movie was not
really?
For, of course not. You don't fall in love with a fucking box on the wall unless
anyone
you're some kind of, you lost your fucking legs in a bus accident or some shit.
Yeah. Anyone but, who's I mean, not a sociopath didn't like that movie.
Because that's not a story about, you know, that's like, it's like a,
well, it's
to be
about
a romantic.
Consciousness. It was about evolution.
It was about falling in love with a PA system.
I laughed at the trailer. I really did. I laughed when I saw the
I thought it was a
trailer.
Joke. I was waiting for like an SNL banner.
The guy's in love with his phone? He's going to put his fucking dick in his phone?
First of all.
It's not just a
phone. No, there's a scene.
It's not just a phone.
There's a scene where she, the operator.
Plug her in, man. Plug her in. She's dying.
There's a scene where she contacts a woman who acts as her. So, like, she comes in and she's talking through the woman. She's like, yeah, what do you want to do? And
hate
he's like,
it.
Touching the other woman, but then he loses it. He's like, I can't do this. And she's like, what's wrong?
Hate it. I hate it.
Wait.
Out. Yeah, she took over a lady?
No.
Wait,
she,
what is this? This takes place in like 24, like, what fucking year is it?
This year.
So an intercom?
It's not an intercom. It's in like the phone and shit.
Okay, is it his phone?
It's the phone.
It's a phone.
Who's,
and the phone.
What provider and sold this fucking robot hex that goes into your phone and then tries to become women and fuck
you? It possesses
what?
Some
no,
woman.
It didn't possess
is this
a woman.
Samsung?
Some poor woman.
It didn't possess a woman. It became friends with this woman and explained to her the situation of how she fell in love with this guy.
How did two losers,
so now
two losers fall for a fucking robot voice?
Dude.
Two idiot losers.
I know Siri's on every single iPhone in the world. People, tons of people have iPhones. No one has fell in love with her or tried to fuck her.
Because Siri's not its own consciousness. This was a different thing.
I'm going to throw up.
Still brutal. Still
you ever
brutal.
See iRobot?
Yeah, of course.
That fucking robot had consciousness. Tried to fucking kill everyone.
Well, that's why I'm not into robots, because I feel like they could take over.
But intercoms.
What? You're the one who said intercom. No one talked about
an
intercom.
That's an intercom.
It's
intercom.
A voice.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's a consciousness. I'm not
14,
saying I'm for that either.
14 is rough, and I mean, everything will be better. Dead serious for this kid.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going
Thank
on?
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
And again, if quickly I can say, just as a PSA here, if you're in high school right now.
Oh, no. Again.
Just to bring it back full circle.
Just fuck everybody. I swear
no,
to God.
No, don't listen to Nathan.
The relationship you're in right now is going to hell. As you think it's on the other way. You're thinking like picket fence in a car.
No.
Oh, we're going to be driving. It's literally counting down from 10. 10. 9. It's going to fucking self-destruct.
Right.
Okay, so fuck them all.
It's only
Even
a matter
if
of time.
Your relationship doesn't last, it's a good opportunity to...
Fuck them all.
No. No. To develop good relationship skills.
No, you
understand
that,
what love
you do that,
is.
You
what
do that in the real
is,
world. You do that in the real world. No, you do that in the real world. I'll tell you why you do it in high school, not the real world. Because you do it in the real
Joe
world.
Joe is in high school still.
No, he's not. You do it in high school because there's always people around you. You know what I mean? You're always going to be able to like find friends and all that kind of stuff. You do it in the real world, you got six people. They're all going to fucking leave you. Then you got to wander the earth alone and try to find people at a Starbucks. You do it in high school when your relationship is going to hell anyway. It's like baby teeth. You're going to treat them good? For fucking what? Haul them out right now. Cover them in chocolate. I don't give a fuck. They're coming out. You know what I mean?
I love that.
I'm
going to
get new teeth. New teeth are coming. New relationships are coming. Fuck
your
baby teeth.
Can I tell you what really happens when you don't take care of your baby teeth? You develop habits and skills that will make sure you don't take care of your adult teeth.
You
and
can
that's
learn
the, point.
The skills
it's perfect.
Later.
Start learning how to treat your... It's very important to learn how to treat your baby teeth right, so that way you really treat the adult teeth properly.
Ooh. But you could also start smoking at 14 and quit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Same thing.
Exactly. I boo you, Kate.
I boo you, too.
Great.
What?
He said, I boo you, Kate. And I said, I boo you, too.
What this the hell wasn't, does that mean?
I didn't... I tried to stay to the thing I was trying to do at the very beginning, which was stay like calm.
I
did a pretty decent job, right? I didn't like...
You had some moments of, you know, extreme passion, but it wasn't... It was good.
Good. I just don't want...
I don't think you yelled at all this whole time.
Thank you. I didn't think I did either. I thought I kept it pretty calm, casual.
Yeah.
Very, like, direct to the facts.
New Nathan. Wow.
A very helpful, insightful, calm, bunch of other adjectives... That kind of mean that was what you are today. That's what you embody.
If you're in high school right now and you're dating somebody. No, wait, Kate, just let me finish.
Someone's getting cheated
on. If you're in high school and you're
like... Thanks to Nathan, you're making the world a worse place, not a better place.
A beautiful place. It's a beautiful place where we're all naked in a field, the sun is shining, and we're eating strawberries.
You ever see Wanderlust? They were all fucking each other.
No, but I mean, that's great. I didn't see it, but I love it. A+. I give that movie an A+.
I'm not even sure if that,
guys,
you know.
It's not the external physical world is not going to be where you find
this woman's still
happiness.
Happiness. Everybody's happy in high school because you're in high school and who gives a fuck? You don't pay
rent. I wasn't happy in high school. You weren't happy
that's your
in
own,
high school.
That's your own problem. I was happy in high school, except that I didn't fuck these fucking people.
You were
and
not
that still
happy.
Bothers
weren't you
me
like drinking all the time and shit?
That was earlier. My last couple years of high school were great. And even when I was drinking, it was still a fun time. You know what I mean? Let me ask you this. When you were unhappy, were you fucking people? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was.
One person?
Yeah.
There you go. And how unhappy were you? You got to walk around. You
I wasn't unhappy because it was the one person. I was unhappy because he was cheating on me.
How happy was he? See, that guy right there.
I don't think he's very
happy.
See,
that guy knew what the fuck
he's
was
miserable.
Going on. He understood. You walk through these doors, you fuck them all, man. These people are going away. It's like going on a cruise. Everything that happens here. You're never going to see these people again. They're going to go back to Pittsburgh or fucking Duluth. You fuck them all now.
I totally disagree, everyone who's listening. Do not follow Nathan's advice.
It's a short life you're living here. You know what I mean? You do
unless
what you want with
unless
it.
You go to one of those like schools. That it's like, you know when they have those weird schools? It's like grade six to a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, but a tiny little baby town. There's like 45 people
in
the whole place.
You guys don't listen. But
yeah.
Everyone,
you guys don't have you guys don't
fucked.
Listen.
Just,
you guys don't have outlets or internet or anything, so that's fine. You're not even paying attention.
No, he's saying don't listen to this advice, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
If you're in a little small town, I mean, do what you want.
Okay. Anyway, listen, guys, do what you want. If you want to be faithful to your girlfriend, be faithful. If you want to have sex with a lot of people, have sex. Do whatever you want
to
do.
And that goes for girls as well. If you want to be faithful to your dude, cool. It's the biggest mistake of your life.
No, it's not.
It's the biggest mistake of your life. What a waste of your time. Your tits are only going downhill. Again, there's a count. 10, 9. You're 18, 19, 20. Wasting good tits on one human being? Give them away.
I think
show them to everybody.
19 is when you stop ascending and the descent begins at 19.
And it's
and
a
then
drop.
20, 21,
oh, drop.
22, 23. There's a little plateau there.
By 27, you're barely a woman anymore. So just give them away.
You're such an
asshole. On the fucking way up, man. Because look, I'm telling you right now, it's real easy to get into a relationship with a 19-year-old titty. I mean, let me tell you something. A 31-year-old titty, look out, daddy. That one's hard to fucking get into a thing. So.
Oh, you are so offensive.
I don't know that I'm offensive.
Yeah.
That is not true. Guys, don't worry about your body aging, okay? Because as your body ages, your soul evolves, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, people are really looking for a soul out there to fucking IHOP.
That's what we should be doing. We should be looking at how to go deep with it. What the fuck? Why am I the only one speaking
because
truth?
No, that's not truth.
It
this is
truth.
Woodland truth. This is tree truth. This is fucking lawn
it's
truth.
True.
This is not
true.
Look
so
for somebody's soul. Stop it. Just stop
that's where
it.
People find actual happiness.
Kate.
In their soul.
No, listen,
it's
people
not.
Would be a lot you're, happy if their
okay,
tits looked like
right,
the way
guys.
They looked at 19.
Thank
shut
you.
Up, Joe.
How happy was Hugh Hefner, do you think? His whole
not
life.
Not happy at all.
You gotta be.
He's not happy at
Bill
all.
Cosby
you
was gotta fucking be. And raping lots of chicks. Was he happy?
Rape
so?
Is
about
a
rape.
Different thing. You fuck.
We're
my
talking
point
about
is,
Hugh Hefner had women. First of all, he wore a robe all the time. That's comfortable. He also had young women
slippers.
Around that wanted to be there. Slippers.
Hugh
own,
Hefner
his own
is
pool.
Not happy.
Hugh Hefner.
You gotta be fucking
stuck?
Nuts.
No,
he has
you
not.
Gotta
he's
be
not
in
crazy. He's stuck in the external world. He's looking for fulfillment in the external world.
You're
that's never where
he's looking for. The next best tits.
He found
and he always
it
you know what, guys? You know what? For the next week, you'll have actually thoughtful things. Listen to Nathan. Go put your dick in everything. See how you feel. Have fun with your herpes.
Okay. But Hugh Hefner is insanely happy.
No, he's not.
Look at the look on his face.
He hasn't
that
worn
is the stupidest
sneakers.
Shit I've ever heard.
Look at the look
come
on
his
face. Look at the look on his face.
Hugh
he's
Hefner's happy
he's
because
smiling.
He has cars and women. He's happy.
I didn't mention the cars at all, but now that you bring
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, because everyone
he's
knows.
He's got cars on the garage that people are driving for him because he's an 80-year-old man with
you know how many
gorgeous
people are
tits in his face.
Depressed
I saw
and they're not
a video.
Showing it and they're hiding it with fucking women and cars.
Do you,
like,
know, how many people,
get over
do you know how many people are depressed and hiding it by talking about fucking trees and nature? I'm looking at one of them right now. I'm
oh
looking at one
God.
Of them right now, all right? If you can go back, I swear to God, you'd fuck more people in high school.
I would not.
You'd fuck less?
Absolutely not less. I would do what I did, but it's like I enjoy actually connecting to a human being and connecting. Like
you
going
connect
deep with them.
Connect your phone to a wall. You don't connect to people in high school. You just don't do that.
And everyone that's a human goes through struggles. They feel feelings. They go through all sorts of things. And the way that you really want to deal with that is not by trying to fucking fuck everything.
Yes.
That's not how you get through that.
Yes,
I don't even
is.
Know what kind of stupidity this is.
You come your way out of the depression pit. You come so much that you stand on cum and you get out of the pit.
Listen, I don't necessarily agree with everything he's saying, but
oh, really?
I will say.
So stupid.
But I just agreed
I'm done.
With you.
Listen, for a good 40
the
minutes.
One set.
Fine,
the,
let's hear it. Let's
the see. One thing I said, Rose, like, I don't agree with him. She's like, ah, fuck you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore. I already erased it. I don't know. The fuck was I saying?
You agreed with me in that.
Oh, I was just going to say, when you come, you do feel a lot better after everything.
That's not agreeing with me.
I said, I don't agree with everything he's saying. I'm just saying, when you do, you feel good. You feel great. You're like, good. Like,
Joe, you go, I do agree with you on one thing. When you come, you feel better. I'm like, that is what Nathan was
saying. No, I said, I don't agree with everything he says.
You also feel pretty good, too, though.
Of course
though.
You feel good when you come. You feel better when you do that with someone that you actually care about and you're having experience with them. Sex is not just about physical. You're actually mixing energies. It's a whole other thing that's happening.
Why'd you say physical twice?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Let's
you said that twice, too. What the hell's going on? Are you okay?
No, Nathan pissed me off.
Pissed me off.
Every time, you know, I come in here.
Because
even when I'm calm. Even when I'm being calm.
Stupid as shit.
How is it stupid, Kate, to say that I'm a man who went through high school and I regret not fucking all that I could? Be all you can be. Fuck them all.
Nathan, 2020.
Guys, I tried. I tried to stay calm. I tried to laugh with his stuff, but just when...
Maybe not at, fuck them all.
At the end.
Maybe
I
went a little bit too far when I said all.
Right.
But
that's not what I'm clearly I know you're not saying all, but like you're just giving the stupidest advice. And like, I get it's a joke, but it's so stupid.
What do you want me to do?
Not all, but like most. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. If I can get serious.
No,
here for a second.
No, we're done.
No, I'm getting serious here for a second.
We're wrapping
I'm getting
it up.
No, I don't want to give out dumb advice. I don't want to give out dumb advice. So if I can be serious here for a second.
You're not.
No, let me quickly.
Go ahead,
the
mate.
The girl who's in the three-way triangle with the girl with the big ass, you're a hero. And
that's
you're,
not, oh
excuse
God.
Me, I'm giving out good that's advice not, here. You're a full hero, and it's amazing of you to bring to light that your ex-boyfriend still loves you and is just using this big ass for the big ass. One day, you and that man are going to get married, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful, and that big ass girl is going to be mowing your fucking lawn. It's going to be great. The other kid...
this is still the stupidest advice ever. Nathan, we're wrapping it up.
The other kid, honest to God, at 14, yeah, heartbreak sucks, and it will get better. That's just a fact. I don't know how that advice was stupid.
Okay.
I don't know how that advice was stupid. Nathan,
where can they find you?
You find me on this podcast. You having KPA?
Yeah, he's here every fucking week.
NathanMcIntosh.com. I also have a podcast myself where I talked about this gorilla thing on the last episode.
Oh,
full
nice.
Episode. it's called Positive Anger. You can hear it on SoundCloud and iTunes, Twitter and Instagram at NathanMcIntosh. And
we have a show coming up.
Oh yeah, we have a show coming up. Maybe
you never know if it gets canceled because our friendship's over, which is what the show's called. Friendship's over.
Friendship's over. We have another show July 13th
at 7.
Promo
Wednesday. Nate Kate.
It's a Wednesday. Go to NewYorkComedyClub.com. Use promo code Nate Kate for. I'm going through it, but you're fucking glaring at me like a goddamn. You know what I mean? Jesus fuck. Can you let a person...
Because this always happens. When it's time to plug your shit, you slow down
to a speed of five miles per hour. That's not true. I was trying to remember the fucking Wednesday.
Like an old dude who's about to die behind the wheel.
Promo code Nate Kate,
but $10 tickets.
Yeah.
$10 tickets. Wednesday, July 19th, New York Comedy Club.
13.
July 13th.
13th at 7 o'clock. Thank you guys very much. I'm sorry that I took a long time with that part.
It's totally fine. It's okay. I'm totally cool with it. If you guys want to I'm on Twitter at Joe Santagato. Kate, where can they find you?
Twitter at the Kate Wolf. If you want a tarot card reading, contact me, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com, and we can heal together.
Can I tell you one more place that you can find Kate?
Oh, my God.
On the Honesty Train.
Yes,
it's making
absolutely.
Stops. It's making stops at every single station.
I agree. I like that, actually.
Good.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
What the fuck is happening?